We are going to be talking about the story of childbirth, as it has quite a few main characters that you're probably familiar with, the mother, the baby, and the doctor. But what about the partner in the room? We're talking dads specifically. And often we do brush over the partner supporting the woman during labor, the man who bears to witness it all, for hetero couples at least. It's about time we start thinking about fathers and partners all together, because witnessing the birth of a child can be quite a traumatic witnessing for some. And at least that's what Dr. Rakeem Ilmir has learnt from her research, and she joins us today on the line to discuss the taboo of father's experience trauma post-birth and more. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Now, to start off, for fathers who witness their partners delivering a baby, just how common is it to experience a few negative emotions or even trauma post-childbirth?
Look, it's not that common to experience a post-traumatic stress disorder after witnessing the birth of your child, but it is common for fathers to experience negative emotions around the birth, and that can sometimes happen even witnessing a normal, straightforward birth where there's no complications. So fathers who witness a complicated event, something that hasn't gone quite right at the birth, that often has a negative impact on their partners. So, sometimes, look, if a woman has an unexpected cesarean birth or has a severe bleed after childbirth, that could be just enough to really send all different negative emotions through their partner.
Yeah, right. And why do you think that the father's health is a bit of a taboo topic when we talk about childbirth?
I think, look, right from the beginning of the antenatal period, some facilities do exclude fathers from the first maternity visit. And that is partly due to, some of the psychosocial questions that are asked to women about domestic violence and so on. And so they feel excluded right from the beginning, in that maternity care system. And so sometimes they feel like it's more a women's business, that they're not really involved, that they're the partner, but it's more of a women's business. And so they feel less likely to be talking about their emotions, particularly in the aftermath of the event, in the postnatal period, where largely a lot of support is tailored for women, and rightly so. But also I feel as though, more support needs to be tailored for men as well. And there are services that, that do support men now in the postnatal period too.
Well, that's really good. I was about to ask, are there any standard procedures in place to support partners before and after childbirth? And I guess if not, should there be?
Look, I think there's a lot of work that still needs to be done in this area, but there are support services available. Beyond Blue is a great organisation that provide both support for men and women, but it is something that men can, go to for support. They recognise that, postnatal depression in men can also occur, where we don't hear that happen a lot. We hear that it may only occur in women, or in fact research does indicate that postnatal depression in men and women is almost the same. It's 9% in women and 5% in men. But look, organisations such as Beyond Blue are great form of support. Other support services for men that may not be specifically after childbirth, but look, Men's Shed is also a great organisation to be able to support men to talk about their experiences. So someone that they can go to talk about their experience, not feel judged, and, just a community where, it's supportive.
Yeah, definitely. And I think they'd probably find that in those kind of environments, they definitely wouldn't be alone in their position. I'm sure they'd be able to relate to a lot of other people going through similar experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And, a study that I did in 2012 of 17 fathers indicated that They felt they were unable to speak to their partner about their experiences, and that's what caused a lot of the relationships to break down, was that they weren't able to also talk about witnessing childbirth trauma and complications during that birth. And so they resorted to different avenues of support, such as their own community of support, so just going to the pub, for example, and speaking about what they witnessed with other fathers. So they felt that was helpful.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess going back a couple of years, you did research fathers' experience of complicated childbirths. Was there anything from your ethnographic study that stood out to you or took you by surprise?
What was interesting was that it was very different doing research on fathers compared to my previous research where I conducted on mothers' experiences of traumatic birth. Fathers were less likely to come forward. And so it took me a few rounds of recruitment and until another paper was published in the Sydney Morning Herald where I was urging fathers, if you had experienced any sort of trauma where your partner experienced complicated birth, please come forward and speak with me. So, it did take me, it was very difficult for fathers to come and speak about their experiences. And there was three different modes of data collection I offered fathers. So because of the initial challenges I faced with recruitment, so I did ask fathers, offer fathers three different modes of data collection that they could either speak with me via email where I sent them the questions and they could talk about their experiences that way. They could phone me and also face-to-face interviews. And the majority of participants I spoke with over the phone. So that they, and a few of them wanted to remain anonymous as well. And going back to, they felt it was more of a woman's business to talk about, and that was, for some of them, it was the first time that they really spoke about their childbirth, their partner going through, complicated births, and then their experiences of that.
Yeah, wow. And I'm guessing that even through your research, you probably were assisting them in some kind of way as well, being able to talk about it. So I'm sure you did your good part as well. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's actually really interesting and quite a, not a topic we often think about. So thank you for enlightening us on that.
Thank you for having me, James.
That was Dr. Rakeem Elmir from talking to us about how witnessing childbirth, especially a complicated childbirth, can lead to some pretty negative consequences and even trauma and I guess negative emotions as well. So definitely not a topic we often think about, and this topic has raised any concerns, you can call Beyond Blue on 13 11 14.